9 minutes past 8 o'clock, and it is a Friday morning on the Monster. We continue with our 24 Teams in 24 Days segment, brought to you by Irwin Paint and Body Shop, 808 North Mohawk Drive in Irwin, an ASE Master Certified Body Shop, and ICAR Gold Certified. Fender Bender, major accident, David True's the guy to call, 743-7548. If you can't come to David because it was too bad of a wreck, he'll come to you after the accident. Just tell the tow driver to take your vehicle to Irwin Paint and Body Shop. Remember, David True and his staff, Irwin Paint and Body Shop, 743-7548, 808 North Mohawk Drive in Irwin. Joined this morning by the head coach of the Elizabethan Cyclones, Coach Sean Whitten. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Bobby. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate you being with us, Coach, on this Friday morning. We figured we might as well get this thing kicked off with the defending state champions in 4A. How do you address that with your team this year, Coach? What's been said about that? How do you approach this season?
Well, Bobby, it's a huge difference. You know, when you chase a state championship, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into it. Now you got to manage those expectations. So I think the biggest thing, number one, is, you know, we can't worry about the end result. You know, we got to allow our work to provide those results. You know, the work that we're going to put in daily is going to get us there to the end, you know. And I think we got to be stronger together more than ever. You know, I think that, one, we can't talk about our performances. You know, we just got to go out there and win. Two, we got to be unselfish. You know, we got a new football team with new roles. We got new players stepping in, and, you know, we can't expect to pick up where we left off. You know, we got a great group returning. We only graduated 11 seniors. But I think it's all a mindset. You know, physically, you know, we're like any other good team. You know, we're in great shape. But football is really messy. Ignore the press clippings. They got to ignore the preseason rankings, and they got to allow their performance. Is what matters the most.
Sean Whitten, head coach, Elizabeth Cyclones, with us this morning while we get some audio issues taken care of here. Coach, let me ask you, and I know you and Kenny have talked a lot this summer. Have you ever been through anything like this, trying to get ready for a season under everything that everybody's going through right now? Crazy.
There's no way. I mean, just mixed emotions up and down. You know, it just, you know, you're talking about facing adversity. You know, it's really what we preach as football coaches every single day. You know, football is just like life. You're going to go through ups and downs. You know, somewhere along the line, you know, the cookie's going to crumble, you know, and you got to be able to pick yourself back up. You know, you can't point fingers, can't make excuses. You know, we're just excited that, you know, TWA is looking at every option for us to play. I believe that they do want us to play. I believe that the entire organization and board across the state, the Football Coaches Association, has done a great job of communicating. And, you know, I think the governor is looking that, you know, we need high school football. We need high school school sports. You know, and I tell you what, Bobby, with all the restrictions, it's been great. You know, just being around the young men, you know, we miss them so much, and it's just great to be here working out with them and getting ready for a season.
Sean Whitten, head coach, Elizabethan Cyclones. Coach, as you head into this season, and what are you doing right now? We don't have official directive, or at least written directive from the governor on this 55, but some teams, I guess, are already starting practice, because as it stands right now, season will get started on time, and that's good news.
Well, it is, you know, and just right now, just, you know, lifting weights, a lot of conditioning, position drills, you know, working some execution, some timing things. You know, for us right now, we're going through that acclimation period of helmets and shoulder pads, so that when we do get our schedule and get the time frame, you know, that we're ready to go for full pads. And, you know, just talking to the kids and communicating with them, and, you know, allowing the receivers to catch the ball, allowing the running backs to go through some plays, and, you know, just putting things together. So, you know, we're fortunate. Coaches are working really hard, and, you know, guys working together. You know, I've always been a big believer that, you know, in order to win together, you got to work together, you know. And, you know, receivers got to be in there with the linemen, and, you know, linebackers got to be in there with the quarterbacks. I mean, it's a complete total 11 game, 11 players, you know, get out there on the field. And, you know, in these situations too, Bobby, you know, you talk about it all the time, but, you know, really the next man up, mentality, it really got to, it comes into play. You know, at any point in time, any coach or any player can be out, so the next guy's got to step up. And whether that's a ninth grader or a new player or, you know, a transfer or whatever it may be, you know, from number one to number 99, you know, everybody's got to be ready.
And Sean Winton, all right, let's talk about some of those players. Let's get to Kenny. Kenny, I think I got you going here now, buddy.
Yeah, you got me now. Coach, let's talk about some of the players that you have returning this season. Obviously, we began under center, where last season he had an incredible year, a Mr. Football finalist in Class 4. I guess that's where you would start as far as players returning for your team.
Yeah, there's no question, Kenny. I mean, this time a year ago, we didn't know who our quarterback was going to be even going into the first game, you know. So it's great to know what we have. And, you know, we spent a lot of time, you know, even going into this season, you know, working on the things that we can do and his skill set and things that we can add to our offense, you know, the things we can get better at, you know. And I think that, you know, Bryson did a great job at, you know, for most of the season, he was just 15 years old. You know, just be able to manage all those expectations and all the X and O's. And I just think he did a great job with that. You know, the biggest asset that he brought to our football team was his playmaker ability to keep the play alive. I mean, there's so many touchdowns and so many big plays that he had, just scrambling the pocket and keeping his eyes downfield. I think he did a great job on that. Two, I thought his communication was outstanding. You know, just communicating the plays, the line of scrimmage, the execution. He was a really heavy football player. He knew when to get down. He knew when to get out of bounds. He got the running backs and everybody lined up where they needed to be. And I thought that's pretty good to have a great, you know, head on your shoulders to be able to get all that and manage all that, you know, for most of the season being 15 years old.
One of the things I've talked about when it comes to this football team, I mean, even though you lost some great talent, I mean, all the way from your kicker on in, you still have a pretty good flux of players returning for this season, correct?
Well, there's a lot of positives and negatives with this COVID, you know. One, you know, we do have an experienced football team that's coming back, so that's good. These kids can handle it. You know, if you're an inexperienced team, you really worry about all the time that you miss. But the fact that we do have a lot of returning pieces and only losing 11 seniors, you know, We got a stable running back. We got Parker Hughes on the outside is back. You know, we've got, you know, our entire offensive line is back. You know, the biggest position that we had to replace was 6 seniors on the defensive line. Deuce Morton, our leading tackler, is back. You know, our starting corner, Jake Roberts, is back. We got Braden Holly's back. So, I mean, we just got a ton of pieces, that we returned that understand the game, that's been around our program for a long time. They understand how to work. And then we've got 4 players, Kenny, that did not play last year from an injury standpoint. Cameron Smith, a tight end, Blake Stewart, a linebacker, Grayson Hatfield, was a defensive lineman. And, those guys, you know, missed the entire season last year due to injury. So getting those guys back, you know, which, they've been around here a long time. They just, you know, missed out on the season. You know, that's going to be a great asset, getting those guys back too.
And those guys understand that from here on out, I mean, they will never be looked at as just the Elizabethan Cyclones, okay? Against other teams, they will always be the state champion,
the 100.
Elizabethan Cyclones. Exactly. Yeah. So I know throughout the season, you will make them understand, I don't care who it is, you're going to get everybody's best shot.
Yep.
We talked about that yesterday, Kenny. We did, you know, and one of the biggest, you know, our things that we talked about yesterday was that, and somewhere along the line, you know, you got to be able to manage those expectations. You know, these kids aren't going to put any more pressure on themselves than the people are, and just understanding that, you know, we may get into the first game and, you know, they go, what's wrong with the offense or what's wrong with the defense? And how come we haven't scored 21 points in the every time we've touched it, you know? And I think that, you know, last year, Bryson Rollins, for example, you know, he only had 4 interceptions in 15 games. Well, he may throw 4 interceptions in the first game, you know? And so we talked about that, you know, and how you just got to continue to play. And, you know, what if we play on August 21st and Cottonville goes up 14-0 and we're down in the first quarter, you know? What are we going to do? How are we going to come back and be able to play together and win? And so we really talked about those things, you know, and I think we got to be united as a team, stronger than ever. You know, we got to have each other's back. And I really think that for us, it's all about the mentality, you know. I mean, mentally, we got to be sharp. You know, we got to execute. We got to do the things that we do really well. We can't allow and worry about our opponents. You know, we got to self-scout ourselves and be really good and understand we got to get better every single day.
Sean Witten, head coach of the Elizabethan Cyclones. You mentioned Science Hill. You mentioned kicking. They got a pretty good kicker over there on the hill. I'm glad your schedule didn't get affected like many did this year with any Virginia teams. So as of right now, it stands as printed, correct?
Yes, sir. It does. You know, I mean, we're straight through. One change that we did make was Sullivan East and I were both open the second week.
Okay.
We played the third week, so now we have moved that game to the second week, and then both of us are going to be off the third week. So that's not a that's just a minor change in the schedule there, just to get that other game in August. So our schedule stays the same. You know, last year the William Blount game was a huge turning point in our season. You know, for years we always played Tennessee High at the mid-level point. You know, and it kind of just made or break your season. That's a big game. If you can win, gave a lot of momentum. But last year, the William Blount game, you know, we went down there. We've never played them before, and there was no reason we should have won that football game. But we found a way to win it with the last 4 minutes. We had guys step up and make tremendous plays. But just think about it. We won. Last year, we beat South by blocking an extra point. Last year, we beat Greenville by kicking a game-winning field goal at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, just somewhere along the way, you know, you got to have things work out for you. And that's what we try to tell our kids is, you know, our program is about two things. Good things happen to good people, and good things happen to those that work hard. And that's been our motto since Dave Ryder came in 1976. So, you know, it's a little different, you know, for myself, too, and our coaching staff. You know, I mean, you know, you always chase that dream, you know, to hold up that goal ball. And then all of a sudden now, you know, it's just unfamiliar territory. You know, how do you, you know, what is our winning edge is going to be every single day? How do we get these guys to work even harder than they did last year? I mean, last year our offensive line plays the entire 15-game season. You know, what happens when one of them goes down and we got to replace it? That's what happens when somebody goes down? So, you know, also, you know, we lost Kay Maupin, which was a huge asset to our football team last year, just brought a great deal of confidence. So we got to have some guys like that really make our football team better, and we got to find those.
All right, August 21st, hosting Science Hill. August 28th, hosting Sullivan East. Off on September 4th, and then back on the schedule at Boone on the 11th. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Kenny?
Let me ask you, I didn't hear at the very beginning.
Oh, it was great, man. It was great.
Coach, but
he talked about you so well, too.
I'm sure it was. Were you as surprised as we were when the governor came out and basically said, have at it?
Well, there's no question, Kenny. I mean, you're talking about shocking. I mean, you're talking about anxiety attacks. I mean, you know, from playing September 18th all back to August 21st.
Right.
Like I told Bobby, we haven't even started our acclimation yet. So, you know, our first day of full pads is not going to be the Wednesday. I mean, you know, just getting down here and getting the helmets ready, getting the shoulder pads ready. I mean, it's just been a whirlwind the last 48 hours. I mean, it's just been nonstop, you know, preparing. And just like right now, I mean, you know, it's what, 21 days to August the 21st. I mean, you're talking about all the things you got to get ready as a coach. And, you know, playing in 6 weeks and playing in 3 weeks, especially going up against Science Hill, it's not going to be easy. So, you know, and then next week, you know, whether we start school online or we start school the traditional way, I mean, teachers go back to work, coaches go back to work. So, you know, today's really our last day of really just our morning practice and before things change. So there's a huge sense of urgency that really takes place. And my heart really hasn't stopped pounding for the last 48 hours. It's been crazy.
He's Sean Witten, head coach of the Elizabethan Cyclones. Tell Coach Ryder hi for us. We appreciate
yes,
your
sir.
Time this morning, and anything we can do for you, you know where we are. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks,
yes,
man.
Sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Sean Witten, head coach, Elizabethan Cyclones. 24 teams in 24 days. Presented by Irwin Paint and Body Shop. 808 North Mohawk Drive in Irwin, an ASC Master Certified Body Shop and iCar Gold Certified. Maybe it's a fender bender. Maybe it's a major accident. Well, David Drew can take care of that for you. 743-7548. If you can't come to David because, well, it was that bad, well, when the tow driver comes, take your vehicle to Irwin Paint and Body Shop. David Drew and the staff, 743-7548, 808 North Mohawk Drive, Irwin. In case you do have an Elizabethan schedule, I'm getting ready to contact Coach T, by the way. August 21st, home game against Science Hill. August 28th, home game against Sullivan East. They will be off on September 4th, and then back on the schedule as it reads on September the 11th at Daniel Boone.